Senator Howard Walker from Michigan, you'll see several places where you can find out more about the workplace smoking ban and about the smoking ban period. And we've got the senator on the other end of our line. How are you, sir?
Very well, Tony. How are you doing?
I think I have an interesting feeling about smoking. I grew up in it. I had to smell and deal with secondhand smoke from my parents. I worked in the nightclub business for quite a while as a DJ, and so I was around smoke. I don't like it. I don't care for it, but I believe people should have the opportunity to smoke if it's in an environment where I don't have to smoke it or my kids don't have to smell the smoke. I know that there are a lot of folks who have had some challenges with the smoking ban here in the state, especially when it comes to bars and restaurants. What's your take on this story?
Yeah, philosophically, I'm fairly well aligned with what you just said. And there was a recent article that was in a lot of newspapers that indicated, you know, my philosophy is that if whether or not there should be smoking on the premises should be up to the owner of the premises or the patrons or the employees. And, you know, those folks can walk with it or vote with their feet, so to speak, and the owner can make the best decisions for their business. But that's not why I introduced an amendment recently, which has drawn some attention, as you're aware. But the article in which it was presented made it look like we were trying to, or I should say, left an impression with a lot of people that we were trying to affect the whole smoking ban. But the amendment I introduced was specific to just cigar dinners, which were fundraising events for charities.
But that to kind of open up the can of worms and some proprietors of businesses. And some months ago, we had on the owner of a VFW who was suing, trying right. to be allowed to have smoking because most of the people that came to his VFW wanted to smoke and they couldn't because of the law.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's one of the concerns. I served in the state house when this bill moved through several years ago, and that was one of the amendments that we threw up on the board, which didn't pass. But you know, the VFWs are one; these charity events are another. They were able to get an exception for cigar bars, and actually they were able to get an exemption for the Detroit casinos too, and that was fairly political. They need to get the votes for the bill, so there are some exemptions out there, and the amendment that I introduced would just allow an annual dinner to be held in conjunction with cigar dinner, you know, for raising money for a charity. And I realize some people may be looking at as opening up a can of worms, but that's not my intent. Our interest is pretty narrowly focused on allowing a charity dinner to continue its decades-old cigar dinner.
As the Senate Appropriations School Aid Chairperson, obviously there's been great interest in some of the work that you and your committee do. There has been much concern about appropriations to school districts. How do you see that turning out in the next budget that you're working on?
Well, there are some fairly distinct differences between the Senate version, which is what we passed out last week, and the House version, which was also passed out last week. And some of those larger differences are focused in the area of the foundation allowance and whether or not we should be making direct payments to, let's say, the retirement system or making direct payments to school districts based on best practices. However, it's a little complicated. When you do that, what you're doing is you're not sending increased dollars to the foundation allowance, and that has a large impact to schools in a lot of ways. And the Senate version, we do propose increasing the foundation allowance and limiting those direct payments so that we can increase the foundation allowance. And there's two important things there. One is by doing that, we can help close the gap between the highest and the lowest funded school districts. The highest funded school districts would get the highest funded school districts would get $116. The lowest funded school districts would get $232 per pupil. There's a 2X formula in the school aid code, which provides for that double the foundation allowance for the lowest funded school districts. So that's a real big difference, and we're going to have to resolve that with the House, which we always do, and it's a negotiated process, and we hope to have the budget done by June 1st.
From your perspective, will there be the same? Will there be an increase in funding for schools in the next budget?
I think from their perspective, it's going to be relatively flat funding, and that's because we have seen quite a decline in property values. So the amount appropriated is going to be relatively flat from last year, just to keep them where we're at. A lot of school districts, or all school districts, receive some revenue from local property taxes. Because values are down, we're having to make up that difference from revenue in Lansing. So the numbers are going to be relatively flat, but that's because we're having to hold up the school districts harmless from the decrease in property values.
All right, final question for you. When talking about the business PPT, a lot of cities and towns and throughout the state of Michigan are concerned that they're going to lose revenue. As a matter of fact, it's almost certain that they will lose some because they're only going to get about 98-97% of that revenue back.
Yeah, that's going to be a big issue that's going to be at the forefront, I think, within the next week or two. And that I believe that just came out of committee, so I have not started focusing in on that until we have a document that's fairly solid. But the last version I saw does what you said. There would be some reduction according to the bill that's out there now. And we're going to have to take a hard look at that because municipalities and the education system have been stressed in the last couple of years, obviously, and we're going to have to be real careful about what level, if not all, of the revenue is replaced there.
Well, we've been talking with 37th District State Senator Howard Walker. Thanks so much for your time, sir.
It was good to join you. Thanks.